When I began to edit this 29th volume in our Kernel Book series, I was immediately intrigued by a story bearing the title, Beyond the Funny Tree. Denise Franklin, who had submitted this delightful story, had used these words, springing from a childhood experience, to symbolize all of the wonder and goodness life might hold if one might just be allowed to go beyond the funny tree. The funny tree being the limit beyond which she as a small blind child had been forbidden to venture. A limit, no doubt, which was quite appropriate for a 6-year-old. For all of us, going beyond the funny tree, those limits that we ourselves or others place upon us, is a lifelong endeavor. Call it a glorious adventure, a painful struggle, or more likely a combination of the two. It exists for us all. In one sense, this Kernel Book series is all about those limits as they play themselves out in the lives of those of us who are blind. You who have become our readers shift the balance along the beam from painful struggle to glorious adventure with each new understanding that works its way into your minds and hearts through these pages. And so I invite you to look with us beyond the funny tree at a blind mother and her interactions with the parents of her children's playmates, at the humorous adventures of a blind college student and her roommate's pet boa constrictor, at the blind manager of a joint venture company with 48 employees, at the blind homemaker in the cooking class, and at the small blind child who dreamed of all that might lie beyond the funny tree. The persons who appear in the pages of this book are people that I know, friends and colleagues in the National Federation of the Blind. They are ordinary people who happen to be blind. They share their stories in the hope that you might come to understand blindness at something more than merely the surface level. And the process is working. With the release of this volume, there are more than 6.25 million Kernel books in circulation. We are sharing with you our lives as we live them, our hopes and dreams, our failures and successes, our frustrations and our triumphs. You are all coming to know about the National Federation of the Blind. Established in 1940, the Federation has been the single most important factor in helping blind people live normal lives and move toward full integration into society. As you come to know us, the impact you have on our lives is enormous. Some of the limits we as blind people face are externally imposed, but some of them we put there ourselves. This means that when your hearts and minds are changed, so are our own. When we meet people who believe that we have the capacity to participate fully in all of the goodness life can hold, we are enabled to respond with belief. Together, we strike out on a glorious adventure and find that life is filled with wonder. We are glad that you are coming with us beyond the funny tree, and that you will be there to share all that we find.